Chapter 8 Promotion, in relation to marketing mix. Introduction promotion can be thought of as a method of communicating to consumers and persuading them to purchase a product. I am dividing promotion into five categories for this chapter, which are advertising, face-to-face sales talk to individual consumers, word-of-mouth publicity, mass media publicity, and internet promotional strategies. These promotional methods are discussed under the following headings. Advertising and related concepts. The advantages of advertising, as a form of publicity, the seller has almost complete control over advertisements, which is not the case with other forms of publicity. They can present their products in just about any way they see fit, as long as they are not making claims that violate the law. They can discuss the advantages of their product, and they usually do not have to discuss the disadvantages, unless they are selling a product that requires such disclosure by law. They can emphasize, and even exaggerate the superiority of their products. They can present their products surrounded by attractive imagery and sounds. The seller can repeat the advertisements as many times as he chooses. Advertisements can also be presented in multiple formats, such as television, radio, newspapers, magazines, flyers, direct mail, and the internet. Advertising can be carried out in an economical way by distributing flyers in geographical locations where there are potential customers. Advertising in a small local newspaper or the use of signs can also be used to target a specific locality. Using advertisements in specific types of newspapers and magazines can be used to target specific types of consumers. For example, if you are selling professional-level camera equipment, you can advertise in photography magazines that are written for photographers. With advertisements, you can create ads for each market segment. For example, if you are selling computer equipment, you can create one ad for teenagers, another for adult users, and another for technicians. The disadvantages of advertising, as a form of publicity. In spite of its advantages, advertising has many disadvantages over other methods of promoting a product. The disadvantage of advertising is it is usually expensive, and most consumers are justifiably suspicious of most advertisements. They realize that a manufacturer or retailer is generally trying to make money by persuading them to buy a product. Most consumers are confronted with a large number of advertisements each day. As a result, they learn to ignore advertising. Advertisers might be wasting their money in some cases, as a result of all of the above. In general, the value of advertising might be far less than most people think. When an advertisement from a large company is not cost-effective, the management may be unaware of it. For example, if they spend $30,000 on a large sign in Times Square, they may have no way of knowing if it increased sales enough to recover the $30,000. The same problem can apply to other types of advertising, at least in some cases, including television commercials. The reason large companies might have great difficulty in determining which advertisements are cost-effective is because they have many advertisements and publicity from many sources. They can, of course, measure changes in the rate of sales, but they might not have any precise way of knowing what caused an increase in sales. For example, a soft drink company may notice an increase in the rate of sales, but they may not be able to determine if it is the result of a television advertisement, a series of newspaper ads, or excessively warm weather. All of the above does not apply to very small companies, such as micro-businesses. That is, when a small business advertises, it is usually relatively easy to determine if the advertisement was successful. The small business owner can ask any new customers a few questions to make a determination. Providing discount coupons with an advertisement can sometimes be used to determine if the promotional effort is increasing sales. This is simply done by counting the number of coupons that were redeemed for the discount. This method can work for both small and large companies. Websites on advertising. Search phrase with Google Advertising www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals advertising and BTNG equals search. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in a dialog box after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. www.advertising.com web link WordZone website advertising.com n.wikipedia.org web link WordZone website advertising from Wikipedia https://adwords.google.com web link source side equals auto and subid equals na and hal send content and medium equals ha and term equals percent 7 keyword percent 7 d word zone website advertise your business on Google www.ungrinwork.com word zone website Ungrinwork is a free advertising network and text link exchange www.interbat.com word zone website internet based advertising theory www.chonvertising.org web link word zone website advertising on the web www.blackwellsynergy.com web link word zone website business strategy review universityessays.tripod.com web link word zone website guide on how to write university essays, courseworks, assignments and dissertations.